Karl Höllenreiner. It was around the beginning of August 1944 when I and the other 39 Sinti and Roma of the group arrived in Dachau. First, we were quartered in Block 22, the quarantine block. We were there for 1 or 2 days when the SS personnel then came and noted our prisoner numbers. After this was completed, we were sent to the hospital of the Dachau concentration camp. There we were thoroughly examined, including with X-rays. After the examination, we were all gathered in a room, and a physician of the German Air Force, whose name has escaped me, but whose appearance I can still clearly see before me, addressed the group. I can remember the following from what he said. "You've been picked out for seawater experiments. First, you'll be given good food, the like of which you've never seen before. Then you'll go hungry and drink seawater." Further, he said, "Have you got any idea what thirst is? You'll all go mad. You'll all think that you must be in the desert, and you'll try to lick the dirt from the ground." After this outrageous address, a Sinto or Roma, who'd already gone through the freezing water experiments in Dachau, stepped forward and told the Air Force physician, in front of the whole group, that he refuses to once again have to go through such life-threatening experiments, to which the Air Force physician said to him that if he doesn't comply immediately and do what he's ordered, then he will shoot him. The actual experiments began in the third week. We were now given nothing at all to eat, and only seawater, or chemically prepared seawater, to drink. As far as I can remember, our group of 40 Sinti and Roma were divided into 3 subgroups of roughly the same size. Group 1 was given only real seawater. Group 2 was given only chemically prepared seawater, which had a dark yellow colour and was certainly worse than pure seawater. Group 3 was given only prepared seawater that looked like proper drinking water. I was in group 2. I had to drink the water for almost 3 weeks. During these experiments, I suffered terrible thirst, felt seriously ill, lost a great deal of weight, and at the end got fever and felt so weak that I couldn't even stand up. One reason for this awful weakness, which we all suffered from, was due to the continuous blood samples taken during the experiments, which the Air Force physician also carried out. I can still recall one scene very clearly. A Czechoslovakian Roma begged and implored to the Air Force physician that he couldn't possibly drink any more water. The Air Force physician then ordered that this Czechoslovakian Roma be tied to a bed, and the Air Force physician himself then forcibly injected the seawater using a stomach pump. During the experiments, most of the Sinti and Roma were given liver and spinal punctures. I myself was given a liver puncture. I know from my own experience that these punctures were extremely painful. Even today, when a change in the weather comes, I still feel these sharp pains where the liver punctures were inflicted. The Air Force physician personally carried out all the liver and spinal punctures.